What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Awesome. Fantastic.
Spectacular. We just did a show, and now we're rolling into another show.
And now we are here.
Amazing.
I'm impressed.
But
it wasn't that good.
No. Don't be that impressed.
Don't be impressed.
You know how we work. It's, low bar. It's
mediocre low bar. At best.
I feel like that's fair. I just, we've always had a good time with you. Unfortunately, there's like this era of a sort of existential distress post interview with you too, because you ask all the right questions, and then here and there, there's this one thing that's not. I'm not going to say it's a wrong question, but I'm going to say that it has thrown a lot of my person off kilter. Right, like the cereal soup scenario.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right, like a cereal is quite plainly not a soup. Like, this is not up for debate, but it had me thinking because of the conviction with which you asked. And the my bearings have been, how do I say this? They've been off kilter, for maybe even years since then.
Well, we live to off kilter bearings.
It's got to be like 2 years, because we hung out at So What.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you guys were on like a little before that, but So What was 2022. So yeah. Now it's years now.
And what was the show that we played?
Oh yeah, we did the show too. Last year?
That was last year,
right? Or was that 22?
2 years ago, maybe?
22. So we're coming a year and a half, something like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn. All right.
Bam.
Book another one.
Bam.
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 Well, if you thought that the questions were done, we have a new 7 questions.
Oh, let's go.
For repeat offenders.
I mean, you're coming back, so we have 7 questions for repeat offenders.
Yes. So are you guys ready for them? You guys want to do it?
Is anybody really?
Are we ready?
I mean, you don't have a choice.
I mean, last 7 were to get to know you, and so we got that. And the world knows you. Well, the world of Bacon Is My Podcast knows you. These questions are just whatever we could really kind of like throw together.
This is the cream of the crop.
Yeah. This is the B team of questions.
All right. I'm ready.
Welcome everybody to Big Is My Podcast. Big Is My Podcast. I can't even talk. Bam. Big Is My Podcast. What's your bacon in 7 questions for repeat offenders? Our buddies. I guess we should say it's Academy Order now.
This is technically
so first, but it's still second.
Third.
Third, right. Yeah.
Third time on the show.
Guys, what's up?
Matthew and Norrell.
How are we doing, guys?
But they are from Academy Order. What's going on, guys?
Not a whole lot. My there's like a pulsing sort of butterfly oriented anxiety now. Other than that, I'm doing very well. I things have been great for us. Things were specifically good leading up and directly until the threat of the questions. I'm so very excited. I to be here with you. I feel like every year and a half is not nearly often enough, and so
definitely not. Yeah,
no.
we gotta do this more.
We need to do this better. Academy Order's like they are road warriors. Like right now, they've been for the past year, so we got to come out. We're gonna come out.
And April 12th, you guys start. This is like a 30-something date tour across the U.S. Just starting, supporting a new kind of fear, which is awesome. By the way, I listened to all of it a few times.
Yeah.
Now, really, really cool. I like it. I dig it a lot. So I'm a fan of it. So for those of you listening, definitely after this, if you haven't checked them out already, check them out. But see when they're going to be in town or near town and go see them. Bring them a gnome.
Yeah. They'll know what it's about. So are you ready for the B Squad 7 questions?
Yeah. B Team 7 questions coming up. You guys ready?
I'm so ready. Yes. Let's do this.
All right.
Question number 1, which color has the worst personality?
Okay.
Purple.
Purple. Okay. Purple's kind of a dick.
I don't know.
Dude, there's like two places we could come at this with, but I can only give you one answer. That's how questions work,
All right.
The thing is like, it's you're not asking what the worst color is.
Correct.
You're asking what color has the worst personality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, myself and LSD are not acquainted, and so I don't do a lot of speaking with colors. And so I don't have a lot to go off of here other than assumptions, which, as we know, are important and good.
I assume purple.
I'm willing to believe that purple has like a vile personality, but the thing is there's this integrity to purple, right? There's mm-hmm. this, one is not only is it a royal and a royally associated color, it's like very much you don't know what it's going to be until it's going to be that. Like in the context of, say, Purple Rain, right?
Okay,
We have this regal, masculine, testosterone-oriented purple going on. You know, we have like Prince is an arguably a masculine fella who was so masculine that he could wear frills, as Dave Chappelle so aptly put it, game blouses, right?
Yes.
A man who could take testosterone and inject it into blouse wearing has redeemed purple from its strictly feminine context. So I'm not going to say purple. I don't think purple has the worst personality.
Okay. All right.
I think that there is, I'm going to say pink specifically.
Pink.
Wow. Okay. Pink.
Okay.
Here's why. In every context that pink happens, it is garish and attention seeking.
Even on a little girl's dress.
Okay, that's adorable. But that's what I'm saying.
But right here, though, definitely garish and attention seeking.
I'm saying.
Well, 100%.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
100%.
Here's the thing is that, like, I've met many things and many people in my day, as I'm sure you have. And I don't know how to associate a color, you know, if this was I don't know. There's this like pea green might have the worst personality to me.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, I'm a color. I am what I am.
And that's all that I am.
That sounds redemptive, but it's not. Saying I am what I am is a lazy thing.
Right.
It's a cop-out. There's room for improvement with everybody, and P. Green seems to not be interested in such a thing. It says I...
Especially if it's from a can.
Yeah, okay. Ew. Right.
I'm on board with you.
Also. Chartreuse seems pretentious.
Yeah.
It's like, dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
All right.
Okay,
all
you
right.
know what? You know what, though? Here's the thing is that, like, chartreuse is misunderstood because it sounds, because of the way the English language works,
right,
that chartreuse should be dark and red-oriented, like a maroon.
It's because of, yeah. you know.
Because of, like,
scarlet.
Char or scarlet or charry.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Chartreuse, I believe, has, like, a French orient, so it makes it, like, lime or whatever. So I'm going to go with my thing here.
You know what? Yeah, I take purple back. I think that's a better
argument. I think pea green. I'm saying pea green. Pea green seems to be disinterested and unwilling to change.
That's our vote.
That's about
I like that.
I like that.
I like that. I like the thought process.
Me too.
Okay. All right. Question number two. What's something you're a snob about?
Gnarly, you should go first. Your list is much shorter than
Wait, what was the question? Say, what was the question? I'm sorry.
What are you a snob about?
Yes.
No, this is for you. This is, you've got it. You've got this.
Where do I start? I mean, what? Maybe a better question for me, what am I the most pretentious about?
Sure. There we go. Yeah.
And even that's kind of a hard
question. Because I wouldn't call you a snob. I would say you have high standards. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't know. I don't even think snob is a bad
thing. There should be more high standard in the world. I think that if that were the case, that we would have better food. We would have better products, right? Because I just think that there's not enough gatekeeping, honestly.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. Like when we came up with the question, I didn't see snob as a negative connotation at all. I like to see what people are kind of like, I'm pretty particular about this thing or this thing, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
We have some that we can overlap on for sure.
Okay. I guess a quick on the one, I think like subcultural context is very important to me. And I'm a big snob on that because I am not such a big snob on the, say, objective quality of music as it is normally related to the consumer. I'm very protective of subcultural relevance in one's sound and its delivery. Therefore, like the source of the thing is a lot more important to me than the thing itself. If something is sort of haphazard,
okay,
but is informed, I'm down for it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, so I think above all things, like I'm kind of a snob about like some cultural context and the quality, particularly with music, you know, like I'm a massive, and just, we'll just go ahead and get my feet wet in the muck of my own personality here immediately. But I'm a massive Smiths fan. And that is because there is absolutely no arguing that they wrote, if there are 1,000 of the best British rock songs ever written, they wrote at least 50 of them, which is a high ratio and outnumbers pretty much everyone.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
And so, you know, for example, you know, depending on the city I'm in, I got to be like, hey, can we do the Smiths cover tonight? You know, I'm very protective and snobby about why people take the stances they take, particularly with subcultural relevance or with music. I think that's the biggest.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot, actually. Yeah, I'm huge on intent.
You know?
I always want to know. I'm like, okay, why are you? Explain yourself when it comes to opinions and things like that. So I'm with you on that 100%. Noah, how about you?
Food, definitely food. I think that, you know, I've been a vegan for a while, and I don't like to say that a lot because people are like, I'm vegan, you know, all the time. but recently, I've really found a lot of stuff in my diet that has caused me physical pain, literally. And same with Matthew, actually. We found this touring, things that we used to be able to eat actually over the long term, like ended up hurting our bodies because people think that veganism equates to health, and that's not true. Because there's so many processed foods, and even going gluten-free, like there's processed gluten-free bread, you know, it's just over-processed stuff. So really, like, I'm a snob about food. Like, I will read, I'm a label reader. We've become label readers.
Oh, no.
But there's like canola oil in everything, and that stuff is terrible for you.
Right.
You know, vegetable oil even is bad for you.
Yes.
There's only like 3 or 4 oils in the world that are actually good for your body. Some of which we can't eat because, you know, they're like based on animal product, but things that are actually good for you and doing the research about what you're putting in your body, like that to me is a huge deal because I'd rather spend more money on my food now than have medical bills later. So that's my answer.
I like it. That's good. I like that.
Second fist pretense.
All right.
I think it's gate.
Question number 3. If you could choose any animal as a battle companion, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I have a qualifying question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does the animal loyal to you in the scenario? Yes.
You and like, only you.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Because there's a lot of animals that, if loyal to you, would be unbelievable partners in all of this. But if anything less, would be the worst kind of thing to have around.
Right. Yeah.
Like me and a venomous viper are not going to have a good time together if venomous viper man and I are not on the same page and it does not say, Matthew, I'm going to submit to your leadership in this scenario.
Right. Right. Yes.
But if a venomous viper is going to listen to me, then it will.
Are you a snake charmer in this scenario? Is that your thing?
Well, no. I'm just regular Matthew. No.
Matthew with an obedient snake.
Yeah. I found this about my life, that everything in my life works better if people just do what I tell them to. You know what I mean? Like, I find this to be the case. And I know that sounds like a little bit like, oh my God, what is wrong with this off-white fellow? But I also
find that.
No.
I agree.
Like, maybe I'm qualified to make the decisions that I'm making for things that I'm overseeing. So if I'm in battle, the second qualifying question is, am I somebody who is also, is it me in battle for like my own specific territory? Am I part of like, am I one team and a part of a larger team? Am I one team against a lot of other teams? What's the scenario? Is it Matthew and my pet snake or something versus the world? Or is it Matthew representing his camp?
Let's call it Matthew and his battle animal as champions versus an equal opposing force.
That's fair.
Yeah, a lethal giant snake.
Okay. Okay, I like that.
I will win in that scenario if the snake is not going to bite.
Yeah,
right. That's key. All right. I like that. Narelle?
It's going to have to be some sort of jungle cat. I just think they're so cool and they run super fast. Oh, I think you can take down a viper. Not that I'm battling you, but like I'm trying to think of a stronger animal. but I just, have you guys seen The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the Narnia movie?
Yes. Right? Yeah.
There's the scene where like, you know, for Narnia, and they like run, and you, but you see the cats collide like from both sides.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Insane sound that I just can't get over. I like listen for it every time. I'm like, listen, it's yeah, that it's like one, so yeah. crazy. And I was like, top 10 coolest sounds in the world.
Black metal fictional cats.
So it would happen.
Yeah. I wonder what that sound was. Like, you know, they have like the people that make sound like they're punching spaghetti in the back.
They call them bullies or something. Like
yeah.
That.
Like, I wonder what made that sound. I wonder what that actually was.
My spatula. Money voice acting.
Here we were thinking it was actual cats, and it was just a spatula.
Catch it's like, hey, Tony, get the catula. We got to do a lion scene.
Right.
Looks like a cheetah or something. I don't know. That's, yeah.
Okay. What about you? What's your battle campaign?
So,
well, we've discussed a couple of different things. I said rhinoceros.
You said rhino, which is a good one. I think that, like, crocodiles and alligators are the most terrifying monsters on Earth. And so I would probably go with that. Just because, like, they're completely armored and there's one spot on the back of their head that's weak. They have, like, an Achilles.
Yeah.
And otherwise, they're just...
But they're very slow.
Like, they've spun their own arm off when something was biting it and then just attacked. I'm like, this thing's insane.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Question number four. What's the creepiest thing you could say to someone you just meet?
I feel like I've probably done this before accidentally, but I don't even know what I said.
I've been watching you for some time.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
You look different awake.
Yeah. <Fine. laughs> Really coming up to them with any previous knowledge that they didn't tell you.
You got me beat, dude. I don't like haters. I don't even like, hey, we're friends on the internet. You know what I mean? Like that,
right. That's creepy enough. Yeah.
I think it's good to meet you in person is a very real thing if you've been talking on the internet. Okay.
Right.
If you've been like, hey, we've been in contact about a show or something similar to it, it's a reasonable thing. It doesn't make it any less uncomfortable. But the idea of like, you know, it's nice to meet you when you can respond.
Yeah.
Like it's not, you know, like I like your idea of like, you look different awake. Like that actually has everything beat. That's like my vulnerable state of out of commission, decommissioned. I'm sleeping. I'm getting my 6 to 8. Somebody else has been engaging somehow, some way.
Right.
That's very grim, my friend. I'm a little bit distressed by your choice. Like you have me beat.
I apologize. I think you'll come back stronger.
Well, I already said mine, which is right. Like the I've been following you for some time.
Which is pretty great. I think that's a really good one.
I've been following you for some time also seems like perhaps there's an opportunity afoot. So there's maybe this is just my upbringing showing, but it seems like potentially I've been following you for some time. I would like to discuss a contract with Warner Brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but well, it needs context because you need to be like on foot or like online.
you are online, right? You do. But you know, in your scenario, the implication of just being like out of commission, asleep, and being surveyed, hard to argue with.
Because it's like how?
Yeah, there's nothing.
How
weird
are you doing
that? Just be like. I've been told things that are some of the creepiest things I've ever heard in my life in person.
Yeah.
Most of them were unintentionally so, but I think if I was saying a creepy thing, I don't think I could be what you said. You look different. Wait, is the end of that line.
Happy to oblige.
Yeah.
Happy to. We all have our callings.
Oh yeah. Narelle, you got one?
I don't have any. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're not supposed to like top the question.
What came to mind.
Yeah, where do we go?
I don't know. I mean, people have said some weird stuff to me. But I think that I've blocked it out because I was just like, nope, we're just going to move on. We're just going to keep going. Try not to give it any mind. I got nothing.
I'm going to leave that trauma right there and move over here.
Give it to the Lord.
Sort of understanding this every year and a half thing now.
You got to.
The question's in the list now.
Yeah. Yeah. All ready right. to go.
This, by the way, you guys are the first people to get this list.
This
of questions.
Version of it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're trying out these questions.
On you. We are.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Number five. That's you.
Is that me? All right. No, I said the last one, didn't I? Yeah. Oh, no, you did. Okay. Question number five. Choice time. If you had to choose for the rest of your life, you can either only eat pre-chewed food or only communicate through the power of interpretive dance. Which one would you choose?
That sucks.
Could chewed be a mechanic?
Sure. Your choice. What would the mechanic's name be?
If I could talk smack. Like if it's really nutritious things and I just don't enjoy eating anymore because it's liquid, what you're telling me is a blender is an option. Yeah, I'm doing that. That's mechanical chewing. So yeah, I'll do that for sure.
Okay.
I thought you said by a mechanic. I was like, sure.
Oh, no.
Whatever mechanic you like best, whoever they are.
You could not be a mechanical.
No, it's not a mechanical.
Oh, no, you're baby bird, man.
Baby bird style.
Oh, that sucks.
Do I get to die sooner with the interpretive dance?
It will kill your soul.
It'll kill your soul, but you'll be able to eat healthy food.
Definitely not. You underestimate the absolutely foolish drive I have as a person. No, I have to say that there are other things in life that can be good. I can only communicate. Yeah, no, it's got to be the truth to it said.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Even though I hate that. I have to do that.
Yeah, thank God that's not like a thing that's happening in our life. But what the hell is wrong with you?
That was his question. That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. All right. Question number six.
Twice, a year and a half.
Toilet paper. Again. Are you an over or an under?
100% over.
Over.
Bangs, not mullet. That's it.
Yes.
The patent addresses this.
Yeah. Right.
I love that you know the patent addresses this. That's amazing.
Well, I didn't know that until now. But
I didn't know that either. That's fantastic.
But I love the fact that that's a thing.
I'm glad I do. Now you know that it's actually the right answer.
Yeah.
There's no choice involved.
There's other people who've said under, and it's like,
I don't get it.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't.
How do you live your life?
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. They live their life with dusty butts.
I guess.
Because their toilet paper is rubbing against the wall.
Your fault, dude. Come on.
Dusty butts.
Question number seven. We're here. We've made it to the end. This is a fun one. This is a fun one.
We'll see.
We'll see. So you get to pick one Halloween costume from your past to wear every day for the rest of your life.
That's easy.
Dracula.
What is it?
Nice.
Dude, that I literally already dressed like that.
See? See, I told you it was a fun one.
I'm a business casual right now. Hush.
business casual might look like.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, he's going to need another pendant, you know.
This is Professor Vlad right here.
Mm-hmm. Professor Vlad.
Professor Vlad.
I a little bit look like I need to take a phone call for a client.
You should have elbow patches.
You know what I mean? Like Professor Vlad. I think this is like Vlad once he figures out that the sun in small doses, in particularly the Southern California area, works as long as he's like inside like a shadow or something. And so he can call his like C-list actor to make sure that he's got this audition on lock. Like the I there are two arcs that I have come to find at this stage in my life that I have unfortunately slipped into against my own will. But that's like two. Is one of them is like cast member on Entourage. Like,
okay.
The other is like 90s villain doing his musical number.
Fantastic. Oh, dude, that's a dream.
It's like not. It's been great so far, but realizing that I a little bit look like a television Batman villain episode at various times. I think it's a shoulder pads at times. Like it's like
that's even more fantastic. I do like that that Dracula in this world is an agent. It's like a C-list agent,
right?
I first of all, he prefers going by Drake, and he's got like a very sort of like Ashkenazi, right? Like his name is not Count Dracula Blank
Royal, right?
It's like yes, my name is Drake Feinbrenner, and I'm representing. Joshua Lindberg or whatever in this particular case, you know,
right.
I think he would make a great addition to this particular episode arc of How I Met Your Mother, you know, and it's like, did you get the audition, Josh? And he's like, no, I was like, I'll get him next time, Tiger, you know.
I like that.
Then he invites people over to see his front yard.
Yeah.
And then they give him the audition.
There you go. Nora, what about you?
Oh, mine would be Morticia Adams.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because nice. I already basically have like a million floor length or like near there, you know, that length dress. So black dresses. And they're just good. Like you can wear them in the summertime. You can wear them. It's just like a classy outfit. Like it's easy, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a good one.
Well, we've made it. We made it through the seven questions for repeat offenders.
Not so bad. What'd you guys think? How'd you like them? The second set of seven questions.
You got me.
But simple, and I like it.
I like talking to you guys. You know, this is. I would love to maybe have conversations that are based on mutual interest in the.
That is what we're going to get into on the full on episode.
Yeah, that's here. What we can do. That's what we can do shortly.
And so before we go to the full episode,
wrongly, we can talk about more of our personal life together.
Yes.
Yeah. Like now that I'm like viscerally uncomfortable.
They had to get you ready.
This is the promo.
We need to disarm you.
This is the promo piece. Now people are going to want to come back on Monday.
See, now you're Duke's
full episode.
You know, you're not in interview mode anymore. Now you're just kind of like, I'm slightly uncomfortable. My armor's down. I can just be here.
But also fielding my calls
from being uncomfortable to having my armor off.
It's never off.
Like instead of the exact opposite.
That's just how it works. That's just how it works.
Okay, you know what? I just work here. All right. Yes.
You know why? Because you have your poison venomous snake that is loyal to you with you at all times.
You can trust us. Give him like a doofy human name like Herman.
Herman.
Oh yeah, I like that.
You should.
Herman.
Python. Like Herman. Googly eyes, kinda, and he's just like.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, Herman, you gotta close those things. No one's gonna take you seriously, Herman. He's like.
He only wears sunglasses now.
He's like.
You know, all snakes should have the spinny eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. So before we head out of this episode and go into the full on episode, guys, let everybody know where they can find everything Academy Order, including the brand new EP. A New Kind of Fear.
So the new, sorry to correct so quickly, the new LP, the full
LP. Album. Oh my God, why did I? Oh, because it's written on here, EP. I'm sorry.
Boo. Anyway, boo. It's even better news than that, though, because it's twice the length of an EP, right?
It's
10 songs, 30 minutes. You can hear it wherever you stream music. You can pick up a vinyl from either Protagonist Records or Death Wish Records. And you can, if you want it digitally, you can buy it from the Bandcamp. It's just, you know, we're the only band called Academy Order. And you can find us there. And then, God willing here, you will be able to see us for two straight months, starting on April 12th in Los Angeles and ending on June 2nd in Richmond, Virginia. Promoting the record and touring on it again and revisiting some of the old places and seeing some of the new ones. That's that.
Heck yeah.
Nice. Buy some merch. Go see them.
go buy some merch, go see them, keep the gas in the van.
I think the merch is sold out right now, at least on Bandcamp. It's something that said it was sold out. There was
like, I have like 12 shirts sold out. Re-upload.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Excellent.
So guys, until our next episode, go ahead and remember to ask yourself one super important question.
Yeah, the most important question. What is it in your life that makes your life a little bit better? What is that thing for you that brings you joy? Brings you joy through the darkness. It's a light. It's a light in the darkness. Takes you through the doldrums of the day.
Doldrums. There's that word again.
What's your bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah.